Lekuta Sichas Chelek Yudalad, Parshas HaZinu, also Shabbos Tshuva, Sicha Aleph. Ala Pasuk HaZinu HaShemayim V'Goymer V'Sishma HaOretz, in regards to the Pasuk that says, listen up the heavens and listen to my words, O earth, it says in the Sifri, L'fi Shehoyim Moshe Karov LaShemayim, because Moshe was in essence closer to heaven, Lefikach Amar Hazinu HaShemayim, therefore he said the word Hazinu, which means a closer listening from up close to the heavens. He said Hazinu Lefikach Amar Rachak Min Ha'aretz, because he was distant from the earth in his mind and his life and so on. Lefikach Amar V'Sishma Ha'aretz, therefore he said, and listen from afar, O earth. We understand that just like in every matter in Torah, which is from the word teaching, lesson, there's a lesson from this to each and every Jew as well. So also, just like there is with everything, so there is also with this. That telling us that Moshe was closer to heaven, somehow there is a lesson in this for each and every one of us in our avodah as well. How is this? Just because Moshe Rabbeinu was closer to heaven, of course we, in essence, are not closer to heaven. But since every yid has, as it says in Tanya, within the soul of every Jew, there is an element of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kihu Mishiva Rayim, because Moshe Rabbeinu is one of the seven shepherds, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and so on, the seven shepherds of the Jewish people, and he is klolus kulam, he is encompasses them all. In other words, the most important one, I guess, would say. L'chein kol echad v'echad yochal la'agi al kuponim la'efes katzei v'shemetz menhu. Therefore, each and every Jew can reach, at least to somewhat, to some degree, a tiny bit of a degree, to the level of Moshe. Madregas Moshe, Atayra, Hayida, Haydeya, Haysanu, Haydeisam Lanu. We can reach those things about Moshe Rabbeinu that the Torah notifies us about Moshe Rabbeinu. Why does it tell us these things about Moshe? Because we somehow can reach somewhat of a level of that as well. In our case, that we should also become closer to heaven. And since we are able to accomplish this, that means that we are obligated to make an effort to reach that level. Because the avodah of a person has to be in accordance with what we are able to accomplish, according to, as the Gemara says, that according to the camel is the load. If you're able to carry a certain load, then you're obligated to carry that load. So we have to do whatever we can, and if we can do it, then we have to do it. So we have to understand, what does it mean? How is it within the ability of every person to become closer to heaven? Close to heaven, in other words. How is it possible? And therefore, since it's possible, that we are obligated to accomplish this. We also have to understand, it's been mentioned a number of times, that the content, what is within the essence of every sedra that we read in the Torah, shayach hu lahazman shekeira meisa, also is related to the time in which we read that sedra. Shemizem muvim benid nidan, from which we understand that in our case, ki ayra amura shal adam li yizkar l'shamayim, that this lesson, that a person has to become close to heaven, since it's said during a certain time, shayeches b'miyuchad lazman shekeirim parshas Hazinu, must be connected and somehow to the time of the year in which we read Hazinu, shevakama vakama mishonim, that in a number of years, kibishonazu, like in the year that this sichah was said, keirim meisav hashes yimei tshuva, it is read during the 10 days of tshuva, which is called Shabbos tshuva. So we have to understand, what's the connection between this teaching that we have to become close to heaven, to the period of Aseres Yimei Tshuva in general, Shabbos Tshuva befrat, and of course to Shabbos Tshuva in particular, because we read it on Shabbos Tshuva. V'yuvim b'hagdim. So we'll understand this by first explaining she haShabbos shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim nikra b'shem Shabbos Tshuva, that the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Tshuva. Val pi ha'yedua, based on what is known, that Hashem shall call dover meir al teichnei v'chayusay, that the name of each thing in Lashon Kodesh indicates, brings out its central purpose and its life force, shall adover of that thing. Muben shet teichnei shall Shabbosu inin atshuva. So we understand that the essence of this Shabbos, since it's called Shabbos Tshuva, is Tshuva. Av sheba pashtus nikra kein liyosei echad ma'aseis mitshuva. And even though on the simple level it's called that way because it's the Shabbos that happens to be during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the 10 days of Tshuva. Omnom, however, mikimish kol inyan ha'Torah imediyuk, since everything in Torah is of course very specific, hine mezeh shekavu shmoi shel hayom Shabbos Tshuva, since they call this day by the name Shabbos Tshuva, muvan ki shaychusu l'inyan ha'Tshuva hi lo rak bezeh shehu yom echad ma'aseis yimei Tshuva. So we understand that the connection between this day and Tshuva is not merely that it is one of the 10 days of Tshuva, because it's called Shabbos Tshuva. Elagamitzad ha'inyan ha'Shabbos Tshuva. But since it's called Shabbos Tshuva, it must be somehow connected to the fact that Shabbos is Shabbos, and therefore it's Shabbos Tshuva. L'yosei ha'Shabbos Olah Seis Yimei Tshuva. In other words, what's important here is also the fact that it is the Shabbos of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and yesh bo ma'ala miyuchedes b'inyan ha'Tshuva, and therefore the day, the Shabbos of Shabbos Tshuva, has some particular connection to Tshuva. Yiseir al shari yomim Aseres Yimei Tshuva, even more so than the other nine days of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Vagam lahadeya shashem hu Shabbos Tshuva. And even according to the opinion that it's not called Shabbos Tshuva, but Shabbos Tshuva without the tav. Shalachayra nikra kein al shema aftayra hamaschel shuvi Yisrael. That the reason most likely is because the aftayra of that Shabbos begins Shuva Yisrael. So it's called Shabbos Tshuva, the Shabbos in which we read aftayra of Shuva Yisrael. But still, the very fact that the Chachamim made the Haftarah of that Shabbos to be Shuvah Yisrael, which of course relays the idea of Tshuva, and they connected it dafka to this Shabbos, so from this also, in other words, even according to the opinion that it's called Shabbos Shuva, we still see the particular connection between this Shabbos and Tshuva. Look at the mochach gam mehamuva b'poskim, and we understand this also from what is brought in the poskim, meaning the law, the svarim that deal with halacha. The noyigim she'ein nar oimer avtayra shuva Yisrael. The minig is that even though other shabbosim, even a young boy under bar mitzvah is able to say the avtayra, but on this Shabbos, the minig is that a young boy before a mitzvah should not say Shuvi Yisrael. Av shekol yimei sashana oimer gam kein gam katan haftayra, even though other Shabbosim, even a minor, a katan, is able to say the haftayra. So in other words, that this kikviyas haftayra explains, kikviyas haftayra, the Shuvi Yisrael b'shabbazeh, eina mitzat shaychas haftayra la parsha shekayra mitayra, because normally the connection, the haftarahs were chosen because they relate somehow to the teichen of the parsha. So there was a time in Jewish history when the Yidden were not permitted to read from the Torah. So because it was dangerous to do, so the Chachamim instituted that they should read from the Nevi'im, which was not banned, and they could read from the Nevi'im something that was similar to the parsha, that had some connection to the parsha. But in Shabbos Tshuva, the Haftarah has nothing to do with the parsha, at least on the surface, and it was chosen elamitzad ha'teichen shel hazman shu inyan ha'tshuva, was chosen only because of the time in which it is, which is in the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. U'mikiven shekein, and since this is so, arei muvan she'ein mokem lekatan shepatur mikol ha'mitzvos, therefore we understand that it doesn't seem appropriate that a child that is potter from mitzvahs, umemeila ein shayach esle shemus inyan atshuva, and therefore the idea of tshuva, at least in its full sense of the meaning, which is that you have to do tshuva for an aveira and so on, at least tshuva tata, since he doesn't have any, he has no obligation for mitzvahs, so you can't say that he has to do tshuva for those mitzvahs that he may have not have done. So therefore, since he has no real connection to tshuva, even though there is somewhat of a connection, and there is, it does say that a child should do tshuva even for things which he did when he was not obligated, but the full sense of the meaning tshuva he doesn't have, and therefore it doesn't make sense sheyomer avtoirah de tshuva Yisrael, that he should say the avtoirah of tshuva Yisrael, since he's not really fully involved in the inyan of tshuva. Well, pize yesh leimar. So based on this, we can say Shabbos nikra Shabbos tshuva leirak al shem ascholos avtoirah. So it comes out that the Shabbos tshuva, even if you call it tshuva and not tshuva, is not called only, it's not named that way because that's how it begins, daftayra elagama be'ike, but also, and for the most part really, it's hatoichne shalosh Shabbos because of what the Shabbos represents. Shu inyan tshuva, which is the idea of tshuva, shibisibasa, kairim aftayra zu, because this Shabbos is connected to tshuva, which is the reason why we read this Haftarah, and that's why it's called Shabbos Shuva. And this can be seen from the fact that a child shouldn't read it. In other words, that because it is about Shuva, and a child doesn't have any real connection to Shuva. B'nim tzad gam l'deyazu harei Hashem Shabbos Shuva meiral sheichusei ham yuchedosh shul Shabbos Zul in Shuva. So it comes out that even according to this opinion, that it's called Shabbos Shuva, it's still because it indicates, the name of it indicates its special connection to Shuva. Tzarech lahavin, so then we have to understand Maya Shaychas from Yuchedes ben Shabbazeh mitzad inyan haShabbos Shuvah. What is the connection between this Shabbos? Not that it's one of the 10 days of tshuva, because that it's something that it shares with all the 10 days. But why is it called Shabbos tshuva? In other words, that there's something particular and unique about Shabbos that is connected to tshuva, and that's what this Shabbos is about. Babirbas calls that. So the explanation of all this: Yadua Pirush Admur Azokin. We know what the Alter Rebbe said on Maime Razal in regards to what the Razal Chazal say. Bachiluk Shabein Atshuva the Chol Hashanah Atshuva the Aseres Meitshuva, in pointing out the difference between tshuva all year round and the particular inyan of tshuva in Aseres Meitshuva. So they say, Ha biyachid, Ha betzibur. The Gemara says that there is certain is a person answered the chol kareinu elav at any time that we call out to Hashem, does Hashem respond, or is it only if you call out to Hashem with in a particular time? So the Gemara answers that in ha, where it says b'aseres yemei tshuva, even the yachid is able to call out to Hashem at any time. But ha, where it says that it's only betzibur that Hashem responds, that is the rest of the year. In other words, that in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, even an individual is able to accomplish that which normally you can only accomplish with a minyan. Shatshuva da Aseres Yemei Tshuva hi mitzad bechinas yochid shavadam. So that's what the Gemara says. The Alter Rebbe explains it in this way. Ha biyochid means that during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the tshuva comes mitzad yechida sheba adam, yochid sheba adam, yechida sheba nefesh, from the very core of the soul. But tshuva d'chol hashana mitzad achinas tzibur sheba adam, whereas the tshuva of the rest of the year comes from that which is called the tzibur, which the tzibur is a minyan, which means 10 asara keichas apnimim. It comes from the work that a yid does, the avayda that a yid does with his esa keichas hanefesh, but not necessarily from the essence, the core essence of the neshama. And that's why the tshuva of Aseres Yemei Tshuva is so much higher. Obeis bechinas elu, these two levels, mitzad esa keichas hanefesh, that come from the 10 faculties of the soul, or mitzad yechida shevenefesh, or whether it comes from the essence of the soul, mas ima is lebeis amadrega sheba tshuva. They actually correlate also with the two different levels of tshuva that we know about. Aleph is tshuva tata, the lower level of tshuva, she'inyana l'sakana v'neisav shel adam, which function is to fix through tshuva tato, we fix the averis that we committed. An avera causes a certain defect, and through the tshuva tato, we fix those defects. Then there is tshuva ilah, the higher level of tshuva she'inyana b'klolus, which in general terms can be called a ruach toshuva l'lekim ha'shen esana, as expressed by the pasuk, and the spirit will return to Hashem which has given it and planted it. In other words, that this expresses dveikus haneshama b'sharsha makeira, this need for the neshama to cleave and to attach itself to its source, and not so much dealing with averis that it committed, but rather this general sense of wanting to become one with Hashem. That's tshuva ilah. So that correlates with the Aseres Yemei Tshuva and coming from Yechidus Shuva Nefesh, as opposed to the rest of the year, which is a tshuva tato, and a deal. It's working with the Aseres Keichas Nefesh. Babir bazeh. And the explanation of all this is klolus ha'avodah de Torah mitzvahs yiskashus adam lelukus mitzat keichas apnimim shaloi. The general thrust. This is what is generally trying to be accomplished when a yid does Torah mitzvahs. That is, to connect the keiches that a person has, seichel, midas, with elikus. And when a person violates one of the mitzvahs, this of course causes a defect in his connection to Hashem. At least the connection of the keiches to Hashem. And since, as a result of this avera, by having caused a disconnect between the keiches and elikus, so he becomes separated from elikus. And therefore, to reconnect the keiches to elikus, the way to do this is to bring into play a higher darga of the neshama, the very essence of the neshama, which transcends the koiches. Because even a sin cannot cause a weakness or a disconnect from the essence of the soul to elikus. And therefore, when you bring it to play, that part of the neshama which never became disconnected, even because of the aveira, so that has the ability, the power, to be able to fix the problem. However, but since, even though we're dealing already with the etzem neshama, so you would think, okay, any tshuva then is already dealing with the etzem neshama. But since the purpose of that tshuva is in order to fix the defect which was caused to the keiches, hare behechach leimashi madregas mi madrega ben nefesh yeshla shaychas la keiches. Since it's dealing with the keiches and you're activating this part of the neshama in order to fix a problem in the keiches, so it must be that even that level of the essence of the neshama is a part of the essence of the neshama which is somehow related to the keiches, and that's why it is able to deal with the problem in the keiches, and the deficiency that was caused there. Al yidei avinus, through the sins. So therefore, teifus makam etzla, therefore we must say that the keiches somehow are important, and they have a certain importance to even that part of the essence of the neshama. So he said, in other words, the tshuva zu, that this level of tshuva, afshagam hi ba mitzad etzem nafshei shalomayla ma keiches pnimim, even though that tshuva also reaches into the etzem, which is higher than the keiches, avol hi b'madrege b'nefesh shekvar nimshach aliyas b'bchinas sheirush v'makar ala keiches, but that level of the etzem is already in the mode of being the source for the keiches apnimim, and since its purpose, its function is there in order to bring about and to create and so on the esekeches, and therefore it is no longer v'lei etzem and nefesh mamish, and it's not really the core essence of the soul, even though it is to some degree etzem and nefesh, but it is already that part of the etzem and nefesh which is there in order to bring about the fixing and the creating of the keches and nefesh. So therefore it hasn't reached yet to the very core essence. Avo bechinus yechida. But when we talk about Yechida, Etzem HaNefesh Olamaylam Eliyos Shoyrish V'Mokar LaKeiches, who is there not in a function of creating the Keiches HaNefesh, it's much higher than that. He Lamaylam L'Gamim Be'inyin HaChatoyim, and therefore that part of the Etzem is much transcends the idea of sins altogether. V'atshuva Mitzad B'chinazu Eina HaChatoyim Ba'avaynes, and therefore the tshuva that comes from that place of Yechida is not tshuva for sins which may have been committed, because that part of the neshama has no connection at all to the union of sins, not even a connection in a way that it is able to repair a sin that was committed. That part of the neshama, the yechida, is only there for one, it only has one striving, which is that it should grow closer and closer and more attached to Hashem without any consideration for the possibility of there being a disconnect from Elikus. Zui ma'alosa shel ha'tshuva da'aseres yemei tshuva. And that is the quality, the unique quality of tshuva which happens in aseres yemei tshuva al ha'tshuva shel kol ha'shana, over tshuva which happens the rest of the year. Avoided the tshuva yilah mitzad bechinus yichidus shvenefesh. It is an avoid of tshuva yilah which is connected to the yichidus shvenefesh, whereas the rest of the year tshuva, even though it's connected to some level of the etzem haneshama, and that's how it's able to repair it, but it's only a level of the etzem haneshama which is there in order to service, so to speak, the keiches hanefesh, or to be a mocker for this keiches hanefesh. Vehine, dugmas beis bechinas elu b'tshuva. Similar to these two levels of tshuva, heim b'cholos beis efanei avoda d'yemeis acher v'yem haShabbos. In a similar way, we find the difference between the avoda that a yid does during the rest of the week and the avoda that is done on Shabbos. B'yemeis acher during the week, harei ikar avoda sa'adam y'avoda sa'berurim. The main aveda of a person is in order to refine the world around us. Al yidei alamatas malachas, and we do this through the active aveda, the lamatas malachas that we do the rest of the week. But uvdin the chayil, and we do things which are weekday activities. Shinyonam levarid inyanu deshusul aleis mikdusha, which function, of course, is to elevate those neutral areas in the world around us and to elevate them to the level of kedusha. The dugmasa ba'avedas ha'tshuva, he bechinas tshuva tato. Similar to this is within the context of tshuva is the idea of tshuva tato, the lower level of tshuva. Ha'avedem ha'keiches pnimim shaloi, the avedah that he does with his own talents and so on, with his own intellect and emotions and so on. She'hoyu nifrodim elakus, which may have become separated from Elikus, so lachzer lekashrom lekedusha, to reconnect them to kedusha. Avol liyem haShabbos amalacha asura, but on Shabbos, of course, any malacha is asur. Gimitzad aliyus ha'olam is biyem haShabbos, because the worlds in general are elevated. The whole world gets elevated on Shabbos. Harei adam ulamaylam inyanei olam. Therefore, a person is higher than what is normally inyanei olam. Avodas Berurim, and the work that needs to be done within the world. Avodasi Oz, he aliyah medarga ledarga b'kedusha gufa, and the avodah on Shabbos is to grow within kedusha. Well, bedarga satshuva, how does this relate to the context of tshuva? Avodas yoyim haShabbos tshuva yilo. The avodah of Shabbos is like tshuva yilo, dveikas valiyas haneshama l'shar shuva makayra, which is that the neshama, the tshuva yilo, we said before, was the ruach tashuva l'lkim hashenesana. The idea of the neshama growing closer and closer and more attached to Hashem, which is similar to what the avodah of Shabbos is, to grow within kedusha itself. Ubezei yesh levayir ilu ba'avodah sa tshuva shel Shabbos tshuva al avodas hatshuva d'shar yomim ma'aseh hashem yitshuva. In a similar way, we can explain the difference between the tshuva that is done on Shabbos tshuva and the tshuva that is done during the Aseres Yemei tshuva, but not on Shabbos, the other week, days of the week. And that is, kimeduma b'kame pa'amim, as we mentioned many times, hine azayin yomim shebein roshonim b'yim kipurimim kineged zayin yimei ha'shavur shal kol ha'shonim. The 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there is a Sunday and a Monday and a Tuesday and so on, and they correspond to the Sundays and Mondays and so on of the whole year. The b'chol yoyim zayin yomim elu, that in each of the days of these 7 days of tshuva, boy hatshuva v'atikun aloyse ayoyim b'shavu shul kol shavuos hashana, on that day is the tshuva, and the one needs to fix and repair anything which on the Sunday of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you want to fix everything that may have become compromised during every Sunday of the year, and so on Monday and so on. The Hayne b'yoyim Aleph v'atshuva atikun al kol yom Aleph the chol hashana, b'yoyim Beis al kol yom Beis the chol hashana. As I said, that Sunday fixes every Sunday, that Monday fixes every Monday. Val pize movin. So based on this, we understand the afsha klolus hare shabaklolus hare kol aseres yemei tshuva inyanim tshuva yila kanal. Even though we said before that, as the Gemara says that on that from the Gemara it seems that in aseres yemei tshuva every day is tshuva yila, not tshuva tata. The chol zes even still. Since during the weekdays of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it's there in order to repair everything that happened during the weekdays of the entire year, since it's dealing with the weekdays of the whole year, so it doesn't rise to the perfect level of Tshuva Yila, because it's still dealing with what happened on Sundays and what happened on Mondays. But on the Shabbos of the 7 days of tshuva, in which during that Shabbos we deal with everything that may have become compromised during the Shabbos, all the Shabbosim of the whole year, so on this day we reach the absolute perfection of tshuva yila, because it is a week of tshuva yila, that says tshuva is tshuva yila, and we're dealing with a day or the 51 days of the week of the year, which are all Shabbosim, which are all tshuva yila. So therefore it's tshuva yila within tshuva yila, whereas the Sunday and the Monday and so on is tshuva tato within the tshuva yila. So it's not the perfect tshuva yila. Al pi kol anal yesh levai rashaycha shel droshes ha-sifri Moshe yikaru l'shamayim. Based on this, we can explain what the Sifri says, that Moshe was close to heaven, the Shabbos Tshuva, and why that is particularly connected to Shabbos Tshuva, why it's read Dafka and Shabbos Tshuva. Beza b'chinas eretz v'shamayim, these ideas of these two levels of earth and heaven, b'nefesh ha'adam, as they relate to the within the soul of a person, heim b'chlal ha'keichas p'nimim v'etzem ha'neshama, relate to the keichas of the neshama, Chabad and Chagas and so on, the Seichel Amidus, and then Shamayim is the Etzem HaNeshama, the essence of the Neshama. HaKeichas Pnimim Shaboyim B'Slapsu Be'Ivari HaGuf, there are the Keichas which come and they integrate into the limbs of the body, as we know that every Keich has to be expressed through a certain limb. Heim B'Chinas Eret Shabodim, they are called, referred to as the earth within man, deals with the body, has to be integrated into the body. The Etzem HaNeshama B'Chinas Yechida, and the essence of the Neshama, which is the level of Yechida, Shebe'Chinas Makif Al HaGuf, it doesn't integrate into the body, it remains always outside the body. Heim B'Chinas Shamayim Shabodim, that's the heaven within man. V'Lachem Beza B'Chinas Shebetshuva, therefore these two levels of tshuva, as we mentioned before, tshuva tatom, it's at keiches pnimim, the tshuva, the lower level of tshuva, which deals with the keiches of the person, and then tshuva yiloh, it's at chines yichida, and the higher level tshuva, which comes from yichida. Masimas la beza bechinas eretz chuvatatov shemayim chuvila. They relate to the two levels of eretz, which relates to chuvatato, and shemayim, which is chuvila. Val piyam avur leel, and based on what we explained before, asher chuvat aseis me chuvah bechlal veshabes chuvah befrat, he avoided the chuvila. That the Aveda that is during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva in a general sense, is Tshuva Yilos, particularly, specifically, the Aveda of Shabbos Tshuva is for sure Tshuva Yilos. Hine muvan ki biyomim elu ala odem li is karev l'shamayim, so certainly during these days, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and specifically on Shabbos, a person is closer to heaven. Aveda de Tshuva Yilos. Because what is dominant on that day is the Yechidah Shuva Nefesh. During that week, and especially on Shabbos, is the Yechidah Shuva Nefesh, and the Aveda is Tshuva Yilos. So in other words, we're working with the level of Shemayim. Ubazei Yuvan. So from this we understand, Eich Shabi Yechelus Kol Odom Lagila Madregazu, the Kodav L'Shemayim, how it's possible for every person to reach this level of being close to heaven. Babir, and the explanation is Zesh Avodas Aseis Yemei Tshuva Hi Tshuva Yilos. This idea that the Aseis Yemei Tshuva is the Avodah of Tshuva Yilos, Eina Bo Mitzad HaOdem HaOved. That is not because of the person that is doing the Avodah of Tshuva, and therefore that person has reached Tshuva Yilos. Ela Mitzad HaKeach Shenoseh Mulmaila. This is something which is given to us as a gift from above, from heaven. As it's about the pasuk, seek Hashem when He is available. Krohu, call out to Him be yosik karev when He is close. In other words, and this refers to the Gemara says Elo aser sari yomish v'bin roshoni yom kippurim. This is referring to the aseres yemei tshuva. So therefore, Hashem makes Himself available on that day, during those days. He is close during that time. In other words, the fact that we're dealing with a higher level of tshuva at that time is because Hashem has made Himself available. The biyamim elu HaKadosh Baruch Hu karev kirav ha'moir lanitzutz, as we say, that when the source of light becomes close to the spark, so the spark is drawn. The source of light is of course Hashem. The spark is the person, the neshama of the yid. So when Hashem comes close, the neshama, the spark, is drawn to its source. Shezeh poel al hanitzus sheyimoshech. This causes that the spark should be drawn, zolzich tzien, should be drawn l'makayre to its source, hamor, the source of light. V'lachein av shebechol yom. So therefore, the reason that a person reaches tshuva yilos during seis yemei tshuva is because the Eibishter made Himself available. V'lachein av shebechol yom es hashana tzarech liyis avodah b'seder hadraga. So therefore, mekaydem tshuvat hatorah, and therefore during the rest of the year, when avodah needs to be in a orderly way, which means you start with a lower level and you grow to a higher level. So you start with tshuvat hatorah, berak achakach lagil tshuva yilos, and then only then can you grow to a higher level tshuva yilos. Hare ba'aseres yemei tshuva yesh nitzinas koach mulmaila, and by aseres yemei tshuva we have a special power that is given to us from above. L'kol echad v'echad, this is given to each and every one of us. Sheyuchal agia liyis kadol l'shamayim tshuva yilos, that you can on your own somehow skip over tshuva tata and go straight for tshuva yilos to be close to heaven. U'maylam yuchedes bekviyis hasher Shabbos tshuva bo tekev achar Rosh Hashanah. And I guess on that year was also, there was 3 days, Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday, and then immediately Shabbos. So Shabbos Tshuva comes immediately following the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Shavua Hayomim Shabein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Maschul B'Yom HaShabbos, and therefore the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur starts with Shabbos. The Kivan the Shabbos name is Baruch and Kuli Yomim, and since from Shabbos brings the blessing to the 6 days following it, Harei Zeh Nesinas Koyach Miyuchad Shegam HaAvodah D'Chol Shar Yom Aseres Yemei Tshuva Tihiyeh B'Madreges Tshuva Yilos D'Yom HaShabbos. So therefore, in that year, in that kviyas, immediately starts with Shabbos, and Shabbos blesses the rest of the 6 days. So Shabbos, which we said represents Tshuva Ilah on its highest level, and it gives its blessing to the other 6 days of the Yaseh Yomei Tshuva, that they should also be blessed from this Shabbos, which is the true level of Tshuva Ilah.